But first, on the Home Fix-It show, joining us from a spa somewhere in the metro area, Chris Ward is with us from Lazy Day Pool and Spas. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thoughts and prayers go out to the families of those Marines. I'm a Marine, and it just kills me seeing my brothers fall like that. But
well, thank you for your service and your words. We appreciate that on all rounds. I know everybody does.
No problem.
So we've heard from Chris before. We heard Chris, he's with Lazy Day Pool and Spa, and they installed the Zero Chlor pool system. Now, we're going to talk about each one of those, okay? So let's flip a coin. Let's see what we want to talk about first. Let's talk about the pools first, okay? We'll work our way into the pool system. All right. There's still a couple of weekends to go. It's still hot. It's going to be hot for a while. It's, you know, summer doesn't end in the middle of August or the end of August. We get hot days and the pool stays open. People think of Labor Day as the traditional closing of the pool day, but that's not realistic, I don't think. But pool closing is much closer than pool opening. So what are some things that people need to do to remember to do it when they're closing their pool for the season?
Well, you know, if they're going to close the pool themselves, you know, a lot of our customers close their pools, you know, as late as October or November in Georgia.
Right.
It just depends on the year and kind of what the weather is looking like. But basically, when you know, I suggest using a professional pool company to do it for you.
Said the man who owns a professional pool company.
Yeah, I might be a little biased, but you know, I mean. But the thing is if you're the first thing is that roughly half of the pool owners in Georgia don't winterize their pools. They keep them open year round.
Really? Does that mean they just don't close? They don't put something over the top of them? Is that basically what we're talking about?
Well, they'll do one of two things if they don't winterize it. If they have a safety cover, they'll put the safety cover over the top of it. But that's it. They won't close down the system. They won't blow out the lines. Any of that stuff. But by doing it that way, you're not having to worry about the pool being green when you take cover off in the spring. You know, you're not having to take all the plugs and stuff out of the system, which of course causes, a little bit of damage each year as you do that. But half of the pool owners do winterize their pools. And basically the point of that is to just make sure that you're protecting the pool from freeze damage during the winter. And so that's why I suggest a professional pool company, because what you really want to do is blow out the lines and fill the lines with air, all of your underground plumbing. And that way you know for a fact that there's not going to be any freeze damage. You want to make sure you've got your gizmo. It's called a gizmo, but it's like a little torpedo-looking thing that you screw down into your skimmer. And what that does is the gizmo is full of air as well, and when the water in the skimmer freezes, it crushes in on the gizmo instead of pushing out on the skimmer, causing cracks on the and structural damage to your pool. So just making sure that the underground lines are full of air and that the pump and filter system plugs are out so that they've drained completely of water. Pumps have two plugs in them. So if you take out one plug and you don't take out the other plug, you can still have freeze damage. So that's something to keep in mind.
Okay, a do-it-yourselfer can do that, though. I mean, if they were if they knew how, they could clean it out and put air in the system, or is that just something a professional has to do?
No, they could do it. I mean, it's not rocket science, but you do have to have, a blower that you don't want to be using a leaf blower or anything.
Okay, is it the same with the saltwater pool?
Yeah, the saltwater pool is going to be the same process for winterization. Nothing's going to really change with that because the salt system, the only difference is that they've got the salt cell installed in the plumbing. And, I mean, some people take the salt cell off during the winter and kind of turn it up on its end next to the pump so that it stays drained with water. But if you've got the lines blown out, then there should be no water in the in the cell anyway.
Okay, so it's not just enough. See, if I was a pool owner and I really didn't know, I'd just throw more chemicals than usual into the water and say, there, I've winterized it. There's more to it than that, right?
There is, and that's actually what a lot of people do. But the problem is that is the problem, and that's why we do zero chlor now. Is, you know, the catch all for anything that goes wrong in your pool is just to throw 10 pounds of shock in there, and that'll kill everything in the water, but it also kills the pool, causes all sorts of damage to the pool. So you know, it's not the best way to handle when things go wrong.
And you're with Lazy Day. I'm talking to Chris Ward. He's with Lazy Day Pool and Spa. The spa, people really don't close those down for the winter, do you? I mean, who doesn't like to get in their hot tub when it's 30 degrees outside and it's 103 in your hot tub? That's why you get the hot tub.
It is kind of cool to get in the hot tub when it's snowing outside.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you get it, waiting for that one day a year when you can be in the hot tub while it's snowing. And, you know, you're calling all your friends up north going, hey, I'm in the hot tub today.
That's right. Yeah, most people do not winterize. But, you know, winterizing a hot tub just means draining it.
Leaving it drained? But you wouldn't leave your hot tub drained all winter, would you?
No. And I think, like you said, I don't know the exact percentage, but it's got to be the vast majority of people just don't winterize them at all.
Yeah.
They leave them up and running year round. But, you know, but there are people out there that will, you know, turn the pump off, cut the breaker, and pop the plug in the bottom of that thing, just drain it out for the winter.
If I have a spa and I turn the pump off, should I disconnect the breaker? Is that a natural, normal thing to do then?
Yeah, I suggest that, just to make sure that no power gets to that system when there's no water in it.
Okay, you mentioned the zero chlor system. So let's explain to everybody what the zero chlor system is. Start at the beginning.
Okay, so the zero chlor system is an alternative way to sanitize your pool water without the use of salt, chlorine, or ozone. It's the highest technology available for swimming pools nowadays, and it uses basically it takes several different technologies that were existent in other industries before the zero chlor and puts them all together into one system for sanitizing your swimming pool. It's relatively expensive compared to other systems, but not that much. You know, it's not that much more money. Pays for itself in about 2 or 3 years, just with saved chemicals and
right.
Lack of damage to your pool over the years. So, like, one of the benefits is that it doesn't fade pool liners at all. I mean, just that alone would pay for itself, but there's a lot of other things. The pumps last longer, the heaters last longer. And if anybody's interested in the science behind it and how all the technical stuff of how it works, there's tons of information and resources at zerochlorpoolsystems.com. It's got videos and raw data from studies, a study here in the Atlanta area, actually.
Okay, Zero Chlor Pool System, ZeroChlor Pool Systems. If I have a Zero Chlor Pool System on my pool, what don't I have to do?
You don't have to put shock in your pool. You don't have to put chlorine in your pool. In fact, there's only 4 things that you check. You check the copper, the pH, the phosphate level, and the hardness of the water. Just those 4 things. And folks that have been used to dealing with salts, you know, pool owners that have a salt system or they still use just a regular chlorinator, you know, they look at the rules of how to maintain their pool with a zero chlor, and a lot of them just can't believe that it's that simple. So they try to add other things in there because they're like, it can't be that simple. But if you just follow those 4 rules and keep those 4 water parameters in check, it works like a dream.
Okay, and how hard is it to install? Can I pick one up? Can Dave Baker, know nothing about swimming pools, pick one up and install it in my system?
You can, absolutely. You can buy it online.
I mean, effectively. I don't mean install it so it works.
You can. And you know, it comes with a detailed instruction sheet on how to install it. Plus there's videos on the website. It's called the Education Center at ZeroCorePoolSystems.com. And there's videos that kind of walk you through how to install it. So yeah, it's definitely something that a do-it-yourselfer can do.
Would that be something I would buy from Lazy Day Pool and Spa, or is it something I get somewhere else?
So if you're having us install the system, so you'd be paying for not only the system, but the installation labor, you would go through Lazy Day.
Okay.
And if you're going to do it yourself, you would just purchase it through the ZeroCorePoolSystems.com website. And it would be delivered to your house, and you would just do it yourself. And they're sold all over the country like that.
All right. So do I need any special tools? Can I get by with a wrench and a hammer?
Pretty much. I mean, you'll need some basic plumbing tools and okay. some basic plumbing knowledge and a little bit basic electric knowledge. But that's it. Pretty simple.
Pretty simple. Thank you, Chris. Chris Ward from Lazy Day Pool and Spa. They also will install the Zero Chlor pool systems, which is a great pool system for your pool. Like he said, right? There's no chlorine. There's no more. The list was long. You rattled it right off. All I got was the no chlorine, and that sounded like the big. That sounded like the
well,
big one
the
to me.
That's the biggest part of it.
Yeah, that's in the name, Zero Chlor pool systems. You can see that online at ZeroChlorPoolSystems.com. You can go to my website, thehomefixitpage.com, and go to the expert page and just roll over pools. And you'll find Lazy Day Pool and Spa. They clean your pools. They clean your hot tubs. And real quick, I got like less than a minute, but you texted me something about something that you offer in the winter.
Yeah, so at Lazy Day, our biggest thing is vinyl pool remodeling. I mean, that's our biggest market. And, you know, I just wanted to let people know that in the winter, if you don't wait until the spring to remodel your vinyl pool, you save thousands of dollars. Now is the time to do it. It saves you a ton of money, but when you call us in April and we're booked out 3 months,
okay.
then, you know.
Lazy Day Pool and Spa. They repair, they clean, they fix, they install the Zero Chlor pool system. You need it for your pool, they got it. Lazy Day Pool and Spa. Thank you, Chris Ford. We're a little bit late, but let's head to the traffic center right now and see where we're just sitting around.